They just took it to us today, they witnessed. I tell you, they took it to us in the first half. We couldn't match up with a lot of things they were doing offensively and had a tough time stopping them. So gave up a big play to start their scoring, and, you know, we just went downhill from that. So we got to regroup, which is going to be tough. You know, we felt like we could come in here and play a good game, but our guys have been pretty tough, pretty resilient, so I expect them to come back. Well, you know, they do a lot of great things to get you in mismatches, and, you know, he's part of that. He's either carrying the ball or they put him out, you know, on the linebacker or even a defensive back who's covering. He's going to have a hard time covering, you know, for those third down and sixes and sevens they hit on us. Kept their drives alive. Pretty hard to cover him.
Is that about the best anybody has done against your defense?
Sure has. They had us sort of discombobulated. You know, when those guys are able to be running backs and wide receivers, I think that gives you a little bit extra doubt on what you're doing defensively. And, you know, that gives them a little bit more flexibility to get mismatches.
How much do you think that McKenzie Adams' injury last week played a role in the offense this week? How much did that hurt him?
I don't think it hurt him that bad. He got hurt on the long pass where we scored our first touchdown, but, you know, it sort of wore away. We probably didn't call as many quarterback runs and options because of that, but they did a good job defending us.
Coach, on that first drive, thank you on the 37. You got a 6-yard pass to George, and it came back from motion. That would have set up for fourth and one. Is that a situation where y'all
looked
at going
right there? We would have debated it, but no telling what I'd have done at the time.
When they went up two scores on you, did that sort of take you out of your game plan? Did you change your game plan?
No, because that was so early in the game that, you know, we didn't feel like we had to change that much. But we were just trying to find a handle on it defensively, and hopefully we, you know, we were hoping to move the ball to keep it away from them, and, you know, that didn't work too well either. So, you know, it's, you know, a tough day.
Your computers are pretty good at generating a pass rush. How much of that was that one of the short drops, and how much of that was just your offense?
Well, they did a good job of picking up our five-man rushes and our four-man rushes, and, you know, they were throwing some short balls on our five-man rushes, and, you know, if they pick you up, you know, you're down a man in coverage, so they had a chance to get us get some pretty good gains on those passes when they picked us up. So they did had a good scheme of picking up our five-man rushes and throwing short.
Coach, you guys kicked onside to open the second half. Just talk about
that. Well, you know, I asked them to keep fighting, and I wasn't going to ask them to keep fighting if I wasn't going to fight. So, you know, we had nothing to lose. We were down a pretty good bit. So we had practiced it. You know, it's not something we dreamed up, but we had practiced it, and, you know, pretty good execution.
Are you concerned on that particular play that the ball's going to bounce up and catch Bryant?
We practiced it. And he's supposed to stay behind the ball, and those guys are supposed to go block, and all it needs to go is 10. So he's monitoring the situation. He's pretty nimble. I think he can get out the way if he has to.
You got some pretty good offensive momentum going after that kick, but it's stalled on 14. Why can't you feel the there instead of just go up and stuff the way you
need to? Well, about early in the third quarter, you know, I figured we had time. If we could get, you know, another touchdown or two, that we could put a little pressure on. Later on, when it was down to about 4 minutes or 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, you know, a quarter and a half, we didn't have enough time, so we kept going for it.
You kind of look at them and scratch your head and wonder how they've lost 3 out of 4 games.
They're pretty impressive to me. You know, they've got skilled people, they've got huge linemen, and they're pretty fast on defense. So, but, you know, you got to, you know, put it all together, and they're playing some good teams. You know, there's a bunch of good teams in this league, and you got to play every week.
Everybody says Harvey kind of has that
extra step or something where it's suddenly explodes?
I would say everybody should say that.
Does coming home next week, you know, at least, give a light to the team? Does it give the team hope next week?
Excuse me, I didn't hear the first point.
Does coming home next week, is that going to help the team coming off a game like this?
Well, I hope so. Home is sure simpler than being on the road, and we hope to play well in our stadium. And we didn't give up in the second half. We fought them and kept fighting, and was scratching and clawing that day. And we're going to have to build on that. And we got to admit they beat us. They beat us pretty badly, and we can't make excuses. We just got to get back and start working again.
Coach, talk briefly about the decision to bring Chris Nixon in that one series in the first half. Is that at all due to injury on the jersey?
No, we were planning to do that the whole time.
Coach, on the drive after you got the field goal there in the third quarter, y'all went on fourth down. Does that kind of go back to the, you're going to fight just like you want them to fight, basically?
Sure. We, monitoring the time, I didn't see how many more times we were going to be able to get the ball down there. And 3 points were going to, wasn't going to rush us toward their total. So, 7 would be much better, so we kept going for it.
Last week, Tim Tebow was hurt. That obviously changed the way they played against Georgia. How much did that, watching that film, change or that affect how you decided to attack Georgia?
Not at all. We had all their films. So we weigh them all the same. And they had all ours, of course.
Coach, how'd you feel about the Kansas play overall? They had two picks and then the two-point conversion and one that was wiped off.
Well, he was fighting. He was battling. We weren't exactly giving him a whole lot of protection, at times. So, quarterback under stress, I'd like to put a few people back out there in that situation and let them deal with it.
Two more questions, please. Were you particularly concerned that they were able to get that kind of rush, kind of a patchwork defensive line, I guess?
Well, they look a little better in patchwork to me, but I'm always concerned if we give up sacks.
One more question. Thank you.
Thank you.